should be scared.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, to the Mountain Pass, the New Adventures. I keep forgetting to say that. New Adventures, the Mountain Pass podcast. This is your host, TJ Martinell, coming to you as usual from my war room in my Fortress Americana in the heart of Cascadia. The date is June 9, 2022. Another 15 days to flatten the curve here in the state of Washington. This is the White Boy Summer 2 rules episode. That is right. We are setting down the ground rules for White Boy Summer 2, which will officially begin on the first day of summer. I did a podcast last year on White Boy Summer, and I set up all these different rules. So this time around, I decided to do a new set of rules that have a bit of a rhyme to it. So we're going to walk through them in a second. But let's talk a little bit about how this whole thing came about. I'm guessing if you're listening to this podcast, you probably know what I'm talking about. I'm always assuming that there's some of you new people, you newcomers, you new listeners of the New Adventures of the Mountain Pass podcast. Welcome to the team. Welcome to paradise. So White Boy Summer happened when Tom Hanks' son, I can't remember his name, I've never listened to any of his music, I just remember watching it on social media where he said, I think it's going to be a White Boy Summer. And everybody lost their collective minds. Everybody spurged out. Everybody got some autistic screeching. And he finally kept backpedaling. And then he came up with a set of rules, which I didn't really read a whole lot. And then he kept trying to just backpedal. He should have just said, you know what? It's going to be a White Boy Summer. We're having fun. And I decided to write these rules when I saw the new Top Gun Maverick film. So the official theme song of White Boy Summer 2 is I Ain't Worried by One Republic. I think it kind of sets up. I was listening to the lyrics the other day when I was mowing a plot at a cemetery. I've been taking up a job there. And I was listening to the lyrics a little bit more closely. And I was thinking, okay, I like the mood here. There was a lot in that film, Top Gun 2. That is the official White Boy Summer 2 movie, is Top Gun Maverick. If you haven't seen it, I mean, why don't you just say you've never watched Dr. Strangelove? Go out and watch the film. That is, if you are going to be officially participating in White Boy Summer 2, you need to start off that by watching this film. Because it is going to set the mood for what's about to come. So let's go through let's talk a little bit more about why this is, why everybody spurred out. Because people are miserable, and miserable people spread their misery everywhere. So he made, Tom Hanks' son, I can't even remember his name, I'm not even bothering to look it up, and I'm not going to listen to his music. And then he came out with he was trying to advertise for his merchandise. It's like, dude, just own up to it. You made some random off-the-cuff remark, everybody spurred out, and you should have totally ran with it. And just, instead of apologizing, just own up to it. You know, people are like, oh my gosh, what does this mean? What does it mean? It doesn't mean anything. He made some random comment. He made just some off-the-cuff remark, and everybody lost their minds. Well, and the worst part of it is he came up with a White Boy Summer shirt that looked like something out of a gangster hip-hop rap album or a white nationalist group. Like, I'm not wearing that. That font is off. That font says, I'm trying to be hip hop or I'm trying to join a white nationalist group. Like, neither of those have any appeal to a guy like me, right? This country deserves a better White Boy Summer rules, and I'm going to give it to him. So here's the first rule. Number one rule of White Boy Summer 2. If the sky is blue and wide, you ride. What this means is, and this is particularly applicable to Washington State, where we've had the worst spring. And when I say worst, I mean rain. It's raining today. It's been raining most of the days. If the sky is blue and that blue extends beyond the horizon, you get on your bike and you ride. You do not have your bike sitting in the garage. You don't have it sitting under a tarp or a cover. You get on that bike and you ride. Some of you may die, including myself, but that is a risk I'm willing to take. I remember the other day, it was actually sunny out. It was beautiful and it was pretty warm. So there was just bikes everywhere. So I was on the road with my bike. I had my 1980s leather USA leather jacket on. And my plan is to get a little Bluetooth stereo system to put on my bike. And I'm going to just be blasting Top Gun music this whole summer. All right. White Boy Summer 2, rule number 2. If you don't have a bra, you don't drink White Claw. Okay, guys, I know that some of you are trying to come up with creative ways to indulge in alcohol while not gaining weight. And that's frankly why I think a lot of the seltzers have come about, is because a lot of people are just drinking more. But guys, White Claw is for women. If you want to maintain your schoolgirl figure, you can drink Coors Light or Bud Light or something like that. You can drink Miller Lite. You can drink light beer. There's absolutely no reason why you should be drinking White Claw. Unless, of course, you want to join the ladies, which we're going to get. There's another rule we're going to get to in a second that's similar and applicable. Right? If you're at a party and someone hands you a White Claw, if you don't have a bra, you do not drink the White Claw. You say, no, thank you. I'll have a Bud Light or I'll have a Coors Light. And just own up to it. I too am also trying to, I'm trying to have my cake and eat it too. I'm trying to be a drinker and not gain too much weight. All right, rule number 3, no cargo shorts among your cohorts. Guys, I don't want to see any of you wearing cargo shorts. I know I was looking at a photo of myself when I was 19. I was in Hawaii. I was wearing cargo shorts. And this is back before I did leg day, you know, honor the leg day to keep it holy. Or actually, to keep legs swole. You don't wear cargo shorts, right? You go work out and you build up a big enough legs so that you can wear shorter shorts and women will be interested in you. And if you already have a woman, great. You're sending a message to her that you are a desirable man, which will increase her attractiveness towards you. And I'm hoping you guys are nodding your head and saying, yeah, that's a good idea. You're welcome. Cargo shorts just look, there's only some instances where it's acceptable to wear cargo shorts, not during White Boy Summer 2 and not among your cohorts. If you see guys wearing cargo shorts, you're like, dude, you bring an extra pair of shorts just to throw at them and say you're wearing this. You're not wearing that. All right, rule number 4. You keep the pink out of your drink. I don't want to see any of you men drinking foo-foo drinks. Right? You want to have a stiff, you want to have a drink, fine. You go get an old-fashioned, you get a rum and coke, or you can do a dark and stormy, which is I love, is a rum and ginger beer. You could do Moscow Mules. Are we allowed to call it Moscow Mules? Do we have to rename that? You know, with everything going on in Ukraine and Russia, do we have to rename it to like some other kind of mule? I'm not going to come up with a name for it because I really don't care. It's like when people were like, oh, you can't spell Kiev. You have to spell it the Ukraine. It's like, I don't care, dude. Don't care. So when you're fixing a drink, you don't have some sort of, you're not drinking a Cosmopolitan. I know some men who drink Cosmopolitans or Cosmos. I also know some men who haven't seen Dr. Strangelove. That's a problem. Unfortunately, I'm not going to put Dr. Strangelove as part of the White Boys Summer 2 rules because it's just not applicable. That's more of like when you want to be a real man and understand your manhood, you will go watch that film. That and Braveheart. All right, rule number 5. The only right pants are the white pants. If it's hot and it's sunny outside and you have to wear slacks of some kind, you wear the white ones. I don't want to, like, I see people out there wearing black during the summer. Guys, this is an atrocity. You're not going to a funeral, you're not in mourning, and you're not part of a goth or emo. Do emos even exist anymore, or is just everybody emo? I don't know. Wear the white pants, wear the white slacks. And no, and that's another reason why you don't wear those cargo shorts, the white car, and especially not white cargo shorts. Guys, you're not FBI stooges at a patriotic rally. I don't want to see those Blues Brothers glasses either. I want to see aviators. That's not a rule. That's also not a rule. That's more of a, if I have to make a rule for you to wear aviators, then we're just, there's just no point in appealing to your masculinity or your humanity. All right, rule number 6, track the score whether the lawn game's a bore. Okay, this means that you always keep track of the score. Not because it's competition, not because you have to crush the other person, but you keep the game interesting. You keep the game fun. You know, if you're playing volleyball, you keep track. If you're playing some other type of lawn game, like croquet, I think it's what it's called, or whatever the other lawn games are called. You always keep score. All right, rule number 7. The meat is well done when the blood don't run. What this means is when the blood stops running off the meat, it's good to eat. That was another way of, that's another way of putting it. Basically, you want to make you're doing your barbecue, whatever, you want to make the meat as rare as possible. Right? You're not jerking beef here. And this is coming from a guy who likes his steaks pretty well, fairly well done, but I'm leaning back towards the more primal side of the preferences on that. And besides, this is White Boy Summer 2. Rule number 8, a beautiful peak must be hiked or biked. So if you live near a beautiful mountain, you have to hike it or bike it. A lot of you need to go out and enjoy the outdoors, the scenery. There's too many people spending all their time either indoors or they're in their house, they're on their computer, they're on their tablet, their Kindle, their smartphone. You know, you need to put the social medias down. You need to get up on that mountain. You need to look out and see beauty. Besides, a lot of you also need the exercise. There's too many unhealthy people in America today. And while you're up on top of the peak, this is not a rule, this is a suggestion, you can take photos. There's these things called cameras. And no, do not take a photo with your do not use your smartphone as a camera. Bring an actual camera. All right, number 9. Rule number 9. The beach party ruler has the fullest cooler. Meaning, the guy who brings the cooler full of the most stuff, the most beer, the most just food, that guy is calling the shots. This is a guy, and I'm not talking about for himself. I'm talking about a guy who brings a cooler where it's, you know, he's sharing it with other people, right? This is the generous guy. This is a guy who's, you know, maybe doing that because other people can't afford to bring as much stuff. Basically, this guy's the leader. On the beach, that is. Because with prices and everything going up, that's going to be kind of... Beach parties are probably going to be expensive. Just driving there is going to be expensive. But then I was looking at the price of beer the other day. I was like, good Lord. It's like I'm watching the prices go up in real time. You know, I glance away and then the price has already gone up by $2 or something like that. And then I was looking at getting some steaks and I'm just like, ugh. It's like I gotta, I gotta start dipping into my savings to buy a couple steaks. So yeah, the guy who shows up and is the most generous, it's like, okay, he's the guy who, you know, as far as how, like, what if you guys are gonna do a... I know that this is difficult for people under the age of 30 to understand, but when people get together in real life, they interact in a collective way. They do collective activities like play volleyball, or like in Top Gun Maverick, they play a weird combination of offensive and defensive football. We need the young people to start interacting that way, to actually start spontaneously doing social activities that don't involve sitting around and staring at their cell phones for 2 hours. And rule number 10, I actually came up with this rule just now, speaking of phones. If you're not alone, put away the phone. If you're with a group of people, you need to put the phone away. You need to put it into a backpack. And I'm as guilty of this as other people. That's why we're doing it as a rule. You know, we're going to do it as a rule for everybody. If you're not alone, put away the phone. If you're around other people, put your phone into your pocket, turn it off, whatever it is you're not using or interacting with your phone when you have other people around you that are talking to you or in front of you. You know, if you're at the bar and you're hanging out with people or you just see, yeah, guys, put down the phone and go up and talk to a girl. I'm kind of like amazed that I'm even having to say this, but it's just like, I see so much of it in real life. I realize that this isn't something that just you watch on social media and people, it's the doomers and the black pillars and the you know, the world is coming to an end. You hear that stuff and you think, well, it can't be that bad. And then you see people interact in real life and you see it in enough places where like, oh, yeah, this is a problem. This isn't a rule, but this is an addition to rule number 10 is don't be alone with your phone. You know, when I'm riding out my bike and I go out to, say, a brewery or a distillery or something like that, I went to a distillery a while ago. I put away my phone and I was interacting with the gal that was the person who was serving. And we were chatting about the local area, about different whiskeys, about the rum. Like, we were having a social conversation that did not involve an electronic device as a buffer. For people over the age of 30, this is not an amazing or stunning event. But for people under the age of 30, it's like watching somebody write up a letter on a typewriter. So those are the rules for White Boy Summer 2. And here's the thing, guys. Like, why... People are going to get hung up on the name. Don't care. Don't care. We don't care. And that's it. That's another part of White Boy Summer 2 is if you're celebrating it, you don't, it's like with Fight Club, you don't necessarily talk about it or you don't talk about it. You just go do it. But on top of that, like, what is the whole point of this? Well, here's why, because every other, I'd say holiday or cultural celebration of ours has been hijacked. You know, every single type of, I'd say, ritual or something like that, it's now, I mean, look at how corporatized this month is. It's always this top-down approach where they're forcing us to do stuff. I think the only holiday that's left is Halloween. And only, you know, it's like, yeah, it's really a hit or miss whether you, as an adult, you should be celebrating Halloween. I mean, this Halloween, I might ride my bike wearing a Captain America outfit. I might do that. But that's also because Stella is a beautiful bike. I was riding her the other day and I was just constantly getting compliments from people. I mean, it's just, and this is a bike that costs $4,500. It was actually, I had someone reach out to me via email saying, you know, I'm looking at getting a bike. What would you recommend? I said, if you're looking for a bike, the Honda Rebel, you can't go wrong. It's more beautiful than some of the Harleys out there, and it costs a third, if not less. Or like for $4,500, you can look just as cool as a guy who's got $100,000 sports car, or a guy who's riding a $20,000 bike. And then you get the right clothes on and you look even cooler. But with the whole idea of white boy summers, it's something that's ours. We are the ones who are defining it, who are coming up with it. And yes, I get Tom Hanks' son, whose name I still do not remember and I'm not going to bother to look up. He threw that out there. It was spontaneous. It was just on the fly, kind of not a serious remark, but it blew up and now it's ours. Right? He doesn't have it. It's ours. So we have something that they don't control. We have something that they don't get to define. I'm defining it right now. This is what White Boy Summer 2 is about. We're not having other people force feed us their garbage. And the reality is our society and culture and our rituals, our customs, our traditions have been so controlled that this just random comment caused people to lose their collective minds. Because it was something that they can't control. And yeah, he came up with his rules. Well, great. He's not doing it this year. It's me. And people can freak out and they can spurg and they can screech and they can whine and complain and say how this is, you know, whatever word they problematic. I love the word problematic. Everything is problematic. It's like, dude, stop being effeminate and saying it's problematic. Say some other word. Problematic is a passive aggressive way of not saying what you actually want to say. Yeah, the term white boy summer is problematic. Congratulations. You get a gold star on your chart for originality. That's what it is so much of what we do or what so much of what's going on is controlled and it's unoriginal and it's inauthentic and it's not sincere and it's very just shallow. But mostly because it's not, or I hate using the word organic, but it's not coming from just people collectively, voluntarily, and spontaneously celebrating something. And yeah, we can do it in an ironic manner. If you want to celebrate White Boy Summer 2 ironically, you are free to do so. But notice you're not going to see, for example, you're not going to see Coca-Cola Company celebrating White Boy Summer 2. You're not going to see the Bank of America celebrating White Boy Summer 2. You're not going to see Microsoft or Amazon or Starbucks. No, nothing that has any ounce of authenticity. You're not going to see any football teams displaying White Boy Summer 2 on their fields or on their uniforms. Cuz they're all part of of institutions that are micromanaged and controlled and insincere. This is us saying you can't control us. We're going to do what we want to do. We're going to enjoy things on our terms. And we don't need any of your money, power, influence. We don't need any of the things that you guys have. We don't need it. All we need all we need is what we have, which is our ability to reject what you offer us and come up with our own ideas. So those are the rules, guys. Starting, I believe, June 21st, that's the first day of summer, that will be the official start date for White Boys Summer 2. These are the rules. I'm going to have them posted on the website. You are, as a PDF, you are free to distribute it as any way you want to get the word out. So, on that note, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Mountain Pass Podcast. This is your host, TJ Martinell, coming to you from my war room in my Fortress Americana in the heart of Cascadia. Signing off.